WCNO, listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Good morning, saints. You are now listening to Until We Meet Again. I am so glad you are here this morning or whenever you're listening in. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. It is a choice, saints. Let's pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it's being done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who sin and trespass against us. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from every evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I praise you. Now, this is another day that we're going to be worshiping together, and we're going to start out every broadcast is different. You know, I have no set script. I follow the Holy Spirit leading. And today we're going to start out with Jesus Always, Embracing Joy in His Presence by Sarah King. And today's devotion reads as this. It's paraphrasing. It says, your prayers are not cries in the dark. They rise to my kingdom of glorious light. Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. Mankind has long been plagued with eyes that cannot see what is most important. People often fail to perceive the most obvious things. I can perform miracles before their eyes, yet they see only mundane occurrences. Or they label them coincidences. Only the eyes of your heart can perceive spiritual realities. I delight in the people who have a teachable attitude. When you come to me, either to learn great things which you do not know, I rejoice. A good teacher takes pleasure in a student who puts extra effort to discover new things. I am pleased with your desire to learn wondrous things from me. Your openness to my teachings help you understand the hope to which I have called you, the riches of my glory, my glory's inheritance in which you share. You can look forward to living with me in the holy city where the glory of God provides light. Now, that was paraphrasing Jeremiah 33:3, New King James Version. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Ephesians 1:18. I pray also that the eyes of your heart might be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance to the saints. And that was Ephesians 1:18. And it says, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit, Holy Spirit, lead me on level ground. Psalms 143:10. It's amazing. The Holy Spirit was in the Old Testament, but he didn't abide in everyone. But because of Jesus's death, burial, and resurrection, and God's acceptance of his sacrifice for mankind's sin, God sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in everyone. Back then, the Holy Spirit just was on the prophets. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the lamp and the Lamb is its lamp. That is the new, that's when Jesus comes back and sets up his kingdom on earth. And there will be no more sun. Revelations 21 and 23. Praise the Lord. Saints, now we're going to go into, everyone is going through something. And we live in a fallen world. And, you know, these scriptures give us hope. And we need to learn these scriptures and take them to heart. And when we're going through, we recite and we hold on to God's promises. And for those of you that are going through, a lot of people are going through financial situations. And if you're a saint and you're living for the Lord, we can stand on God's promises. And this is what to do when you have, or when you are in financial trouble. What to do when you are in financial trouble, not to fret and to run to the bank and get into more high interest rates or whatever, or people run and they borrow from their friends or their family or whatever. And sometimes you may do that, but this is what the Bible says. This is God's promises, what the scripture says about when you are in financial trouble. It says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." That is the 3rd John chapter 2. "I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging for bread." Psalms 37:25. So hold on to these promises. Just ignore the noise in the background. "The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing." Psalms 34 and 10. A lot of times, you know, we don't receive things because God knows we don't need those things. All right. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Psalms 23 and 1. "And all these blessings shall come unto you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord." That is a prerequisite. You know, we have to obey the voice of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to receive his blessings. "Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall the body of your fruit be, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds." Okay, that's back then, you know, their money, their finances came through what their cattle. But now this is still true. "The increase of your cattle and the offsprings of your flock," your job, your finances, your income. "Blessed shall your basket and your kneading bowl." That's your the store, your food, and the cabinets in the refrigerator. "Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out among your day." You know, blessings, other people, strangers, blessings, savings will just fall upon you. "The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face." People that don't like you for whatever reason, probably because you are a believer. The Lord sees that. "They shall come out against you in one way and flee before you in seven ways." So we are not to fight against our enemies. Just keep focused on the Lord. Father God, the Holy Spirit, and your angel does the fighting for the believer. "The Lord will command the blessing on you and your storehouses, your savings, and in all to which you set your hand to do, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you." Deuteronomy 28, 2 and 8. This one says, "And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods, and the fruit of your body, your children, and the increase of your livestock, and the produce of your ground." They were farmers back then. "And in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you." So you just take this and you bring it to the 21st century. The Lord will open to you his good treasures that comes down from heaven and give you rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand. It's interesting because rain, there's a lot of parts of the country that it's dry, it's parched, they're upset, there's no water in the lakes and the rivers and the ponds. Well, you know, they need to pray and say, "Why is it God not sending us rain?" "You shall lead You shall lend to many nations and you shall not borrow. So the believer, you know, we have access. The promise is to have access so we can help others. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. These are the promises when we're obeying the Lord, living for him and obeying his commandments. You shall be above only and not beneath if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and you are careful to observe them. Deuteronomy 28, 11, 13. So it's telling you the secrets of how to walk and be in God's blessings, that in your personal life, you are taking heed to the commandments, what Jesus taught. Luke 6, 38, give and it will be given to you. We have to be givers. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the measure that you use for others, it will be measured unto you. These are God's laws that he set up. So a stingy person, they wonder why they're always broke. A selfish person wondering why all their needs are never being met, because you have to give freely. The world tells you to, you know, hoard and to save, but the scripture, God says to give and it will be given to you. Wow, that's amazing. On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay aside something stored up as he may prosper, and so that there will be no collections when I come. Okay, so that's 1 Corinthians 16:2. That was the saints putting things aside so they can give to the apostles. And when the apostles were going to the different churches, he was blessing people at that particular church, a congregation that needed assistance. So, you know, this rampant just, you know, oh, I'm just going to give to any and everybody that the churches does nowadays, whether or not they're living right or not, that is not scripture. Matthew 10 and 8, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. That was the commandment of Jesus. This is what the church should be doing. We have that authority through the Holy Spirit. Bring all the tithes to the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, the church. And try me, God said, try me now in this, says the Lord God of hosts, if I will not open up a window of heaven. Okay, so saints, do you give offerings? Do you give offerings to the church or to ministries? You know, that could be a secret why there's lack. It says here, try me. I will open up the blessings. You won't even be able to receive them all if you support the ministry. Okay, saints. Okay, the word of God is not to condemn. It is to instruct and to encourage us and give us the secret why the enemy does not want us to know how to tap into God's blessings. And it's in the scriptures. Here it says, this book right here is God Promises and Answers. And for those that have heartache, that have lost, you know, a job, or a relationship, or a loved one, and you're having heartache, this is a scripture that addresses that. It says, people that, you know, are going through this right now, Psalms 147 and 3, it says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And this one, Proverbs 16, 9 and 33, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord God. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivers him out of them all. Psalms 34, 18, 19. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, for Jesus says, I will give you rest. Take my yoke, Jesus's yoke, upon you and learn of Christ. For he says, I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Isaiah 33:10. Now I will rise, says the Lord God. Now I will be exalted. Now I will lift myself up. Psalms 9:9-10. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble, and those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord God, have not forsaken those who seek you. Psalms 138:3. In the day when I cried out, you answered me, Lord, and made me bold with strength of my soul. And this is the last one, saints, Isaiah 58:11. The Lord will continually and satisfy your soul in drought. Drought, no water, no food. And strengthen your bones. You know, health comes from our bones. When we have healthy bones, we have health. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose water do not fail. Praise the Lord. That's so encouraging, saints, for people that are going through a broken heart. Now we're going to go on to Bible Promises for You. This is a little booklet. It's 99 pages. It's 100 pages. And it's Bible Promises for You. You can order these books online from Christian Bookstore. I have a lot on hand, and this is like a Bible emergency kit. And when you're out and about and you're having, you know, a hard day, you can open up this little booklet and you can keep it in the car or in your purse or at work in your desk. And you just pull it out and look it up and read some scriptures. Now, this is a thankfulness. How when we're thankful and grateful, God sees that and it opens up the blessings from heaven. It says here, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And this is what Until We Meet Again is all about, saints. Colossians 3:16. That's amazing. That is amazing. Psalms 107:8-9. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love. God loves you. God loves us. And his wonderful deeds for mankind. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with all things, even the birds, all the animals. Colossians 2:6-7. Just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in Jesus, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. Okay, so that's what reading scriptures are all about. Every time you read scriptures, it strengthens your faith. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his love endures forever. 1 Chronicles 16:34. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. Only Jesus can do this, church, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. May the Lord Jehovah, my God, I will praise you forever. Psalms 30:11-12. We got to have this thankfulness every day. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song, I praise him. So the mumbling and the grumbling and the doubt that we speak, we cannot have that. It goes against what the Lord tells us to do. The enemy wants us to mouth these things, and it doesn't please the Lord. Hebrews 12:28, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, that's that heavenly kingdom, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably in reverence and respect and fear. He hears what we're thinking. He knows what's in our heart, and he definitely knows what we mumble and speak. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances. Say what? Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In other words, whatever we're going through, God is allowing it, and it may not a lot of times be about us. Okay, saints, now we're going to go into some hymnals. I love these hymnals. This is the Baptist hymnal. Yeah, the Baptist hymnal. And this song was written in 1899. The words were from Lewis F. Benson in 1899. Traditional English melody collected by Lucy Broadway, and it was arranged by Ralph Williams in 1906. Wow. Okay, and it's Oxford University Press. And it says, sing a song of Bethlehem. I like to listen to Christmas music all during the year because, you know, it's not just one particular time of the year. We're singing about Jesus every day. We're living for him. Oh, sing a song, O Bethlehem, of shepherds watching there, and of the news that came to them from angels in the air. The light that shone on Bethlehem fills all the world today, of Jesus' birth and peace on earth, and angels sing always. Oh, sing a song of Nazareth, of sunny days of joy. Oh, sing a fragrant flower's breath, and of the sinless boy. For now the flowers of Nazareth in every heart we grow. Now spread the fame of our dear name, of his dear name, on all the winds that blow. Oh, sing a song of Galilee, of lake and woods and hill, of him that walked upon the sea and bid the waves be still. For though like waves of Galilee dark seas of trouble roll, with faith has heard the master's word falls peace upon the soul. Praise the Lord. And the second one is just when I need him most. Is that? Yeah, I think that's it. Just when I need him most, just when I need him, Jesus is near. Just when I falter, just when I fear, ready to help me, ready to cheer, just when I need him most. Just when I need him most, Jesus is true, never forsaking all the way through, giving for burdens, pleasures anew, just when I need him most. Just when I need him most, Jesus is strong, bearing my burdens all the day long, for all my sorrow, giving a song, just when I need him most. Just when I need him most, he is my all, answering when upon him I call, tenderly watching lest I fall, just when I need him most. Praise the Lord. Okay, saints, now we're going to go, we're going to read our scripture, our biblical scripture, St. John chapter 3, verse 1, the new birth. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Wow. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say unto you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say unto you, You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Are you a teacher of Israel and you do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say unto you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I tell you the earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe the heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven. That is the Son of Man who is in heaven. That's Jesus. And Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. They had mumbled and complained against Moses and God in the wilderness, and God sent serpents and bit them. They got poisoned. And they cried to Moses. Moses went to God, and God said, you put a serpent, a brass serpent on a pole and stick it up. And whoever gets bit by the serpent, if they look at this pole that has a bronze serpent on it, they will live. That was a foretelling of what Jesus was going to do on the cross, church. Okay, so that whoever believes in him, Jesus, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And who believes in him, Jesus, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the Holy Begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world. Jesus is the light. He's come into the world. And men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, does not come to Jesus, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. That's awesome. That's an awesome word. Saints, our time is up. You have been listening to Until We Meet Again. We're here every Wednesday at 2 a.m. or you can go to WCNO On Demand and listen to our broadcast. And let's pray. Lord, I thank you for our time together with the saints. We're praising, we're worshiping you, we're honoring you, and we're learning your word. And I'm praying, Father God, that you will continue to bless and to encourage all the saints that are within my voice. And I thank you for this fellowship. And Lord, look over them today. Look over their families and what's theirs, and encourage them. And we just praise you all in Jesus' name. Now we're going to close out with the song, saints. Hold on.
Oh, rather than